Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Stanley right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure. You know, get involved, get engaged. I say it all the time. And I mean it sincerely. Look, get together, discuss. I don't even care if you're on the same page or not. Discuss. If you don't discuss this stuff with other people, if you don't discuss it with your friends, the ones that you are sure, very sure, that don't want to hear it, or that are actually maybe ill-informed, and you don't take the time to at least try to talk with them, then you're part of the problem. Come on. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of. All right. I got a bunch of stories to get through. You know, I should start selling mugs again. I'm getting that time where it's, you know, hot coffee, hot chocolate, hot, all good. All right. You know, some of you know me, and you know how stubborn and strong I can be. I always joke and say, you know how stubborn and stupid I can be sometimes. And I've been saying it for a long time. You know, they have always been bullies. And when I say that, what I mean by that, they don't back down. They keep going. When they know they're dead wrong and they know they've made a mistake and they've almost they've admitted to making a mistake, they still don't change it. They don't come back and apologize. I know some of you saying, well, we needed the right thing. Yeah, we do. Right? But when you're in a ring getting the crap kicked out of you by somebody who's not playing by the rules, you're going to turn around and look at the referee and go, hey, you going to fix this or what? Or maybe you give him, you know, a shot upside the head that's of the illegal move, if you would. What do you do to make sure that these people don't keep taking advantage of you? You have to step in. You have to be just as strong. There was somebody who played a clip, or, you know, a series of clips, on in past forums, past debates, Republicans backing away. Saying stupid stuff like, well, Senator, that was uncalled for. No, see, you look at the other person and you go, look, why are you pushing falsehoods? Why are you, here's the actual fact of what took place and you can look it up yourself. So why would you say something like that? Push them back on their heels. Do not let them jerk you around or drag you around by your nose. It's wrong. Seriously. So we have to stop being the gentlemen. It is time to be the warriors who you guys have been called to be. and step out. Look, I am not a Kevin McCarthy fan. Haven't been for a long time. And it isn't because he just said he wasn't going to impeach Biden or anything like that. It's because he plays the field. He plays this thing, the political field. He's not interested in what's right for the party as a whole. He's what's right for Kevin McCarthy. You know, he goes on to say in a statement he made to the press, I think the country doesn't like impeachment used for political purposes. And if anyone ever rises to that occasion, you have to. But I think the country wants to heal. Now, the country wants, you know what the country wants to see, Kevin and others? The country wants to see real processes put in place, real justice being served up, people truly being held to the law, truly. Hillary wasn't held to the law. Eric Holder and team and others around him aren't held to the law. Which one of them is doing 6 months or did 6 months for blowing off a subpoena? None of them. And all these things by Durham right now that are being blown off in D.C., you know, this years ago, who was it? Judge Jeanine was on the show. And she said they won't get a conviction in D.C. Because think about something. The grand jury, 24 people from the local area. There are 85% Democrats. Right? Seriously. They're not going to get it. They're not going to get a conviction on any of that stuff unless they move it. And really get a cross-section of people. There's no cross-section of people right now. Let's just be frank and honest about it. And he's right. People don't want impeachment used for impeachment reasons, but you better do the investigation. I don't mean a dog and pony show. You guys, look, you pass legislation. That's the first thing you should be working on, is legislation. And while you're working on legislation, because I would imagine you guys could do chew gum and walk at the same time, at least I would hope so, then you do your committees, your commissions, your investigations on some of the legal stuff. But bear in mind that the Department of Justice isn't going to do jack for you. You know that already. Until you get rid of the Merrick Garland and team, they're not going to bring anybody forward. That laptop of Hunter Biden's will disintegrate and turn to dust before they do anything with it. Look, God bless Donald Trump for being the man that he was when he was president. But he blew it big time with the Department of Justice. He blew it big time with his appointments. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I love bass lines. Let it go. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Listen, get informed. Then get engaged, then do the right thing. Right? Act on the information you got. Again, I say, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so we're talking about Kevin McCarthy and others. Mitch McConnell, gotta go. McCarthy, gotta go. All these guys that claim to be, you know, warriors for the Republican cause. And it really shouldn't even be that. Can we call it what it should be? Warriors for the Constitution cause. Warriors for doing the right thing for the American people while upholding the Constitution. There is nothing that should get in the way of you making sure that you're doing what's constitutionally right. So, how about the oath of office that we all take for protecting our nation from enemies, foreign and domestic? Right? What are you going to do about the open border, the open southern border? See, these guys should be plowing through clean. Listen. They should be plowing through clean legislation. Not with a whole bunch of garbage in there, but legislation that strictly, you know, is all about securing the wall, for instance. What's it take to secure the wall? How much money do you need to finish the fence? That should be like a 3-page document that says, here, this is how we're going to do it. Right? And then clean it up from there. Not add all this other garbage to it. What do you do with minors coming over? What do we do? You know, I mean, you could go through a whole list and make each one a different bill. Yeah, force them to vote on each one independently. Why would that be so bad? Yeah, some people don't see any benefit in that. I see a big benefit in it. You know what I'm saying? 855 real job. 855-732-5563. Right? I mean, you got millions of people ultimately coming over the border. What, 4 million in 2 years? 4 plus million that we know of. Not even the ones we don't know of. 4 plus million in 2 years. We're in a fight, people. A big fight. We've been down this path before. The Republicans cower in the corner. They do not fight. They think they're going to be gentlemen. We got to fight for the soul of our nation. Not the time for the faint-hearted Republican to step up. Look, some of you go, you know, I haven't got this, I haven't got that, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, so I'm going to make sure I vote. All right, well, here's the deal. Don't bother. Yeah, you heard me. If you're not going to pick up the phone, call some of your friends, call some of your relatives, try to get more than your one vote because, you know, you haven't got any resources. However, if you're on your smartphone, you got resources. You do, right? You can text friends and loved ones and tell them who you're voting for and why you think they should do the same thing. You know the relatives you can call and not call. Right? I mean, would you prefer a pit bull to be fighting for you? Or would you prefer a chihuahua? Which one? The chihuahua is definitely more irritating, but not more dangerous. This stuff, again. Some of you know me. You know me personally. I'm known for being a bit of a bulldog. Stubborn, pig-headed, and a bulldog. But that's how you get stuff done. Being a nice guy doesn't cut it anymore. It used to. People would want to work with you because, you know, you're a nice guy, easy to deal with, and you work through things. But that doesn't work anymore. People want to hate you. They want to hate everything you stand for. If they find out you're conservative, Republican, you can't be any good to anybody. You can't be. Right? Okay. You know, you guys heard about this. And the more and more you dig into it, you find out more and more how true it is. Now they don't even care about their own. This story proves to you, proves to anybody, really, that they don't care about the American populace. They only care about covering themselves. Now, the Biden White House is pressuring a couple of the border cities, one in particular, the one of El Paso, they're begging them not to declare a state of emergency. Now, Oscar Lesser is the city's Democrat mayor. He told a city council member that the Biden administration asked him not to make the declaration. He told them, or told me, the White House asked him not to council member Claudia Rodriguez That was her, what, her telling the New York Post that they told him not to. Now, this comes despite the number of migrants being released into the community. Right? It's increased fourfold, he said, this summer. They don't, this is a little border town. They don't have the money. They don't have the resources. In response to the crisis, the city launched a migrant crisis dashboard. They recorded the number of illegal immigrants entering the community. The data shows that in the summer, El Paso released less than 1,700 migrants per week. Right? It soared to more than 6,800 last week. It's grown exponentially. They can't handle it. They're feeding 1,000 of these migrants per day and releasing them, letting them go out into the wilds of the U.S. Three of El Paso's 8 council members have already called the mayor to declare a state of emergency. I do it. Right? I mean, I would do it. Just do it. Let the feds, they're the ones that cost you the trouble. Why should the people have to pay for the indecision of the White House or the inability of the White House? Now, the mayor thanked the Biden administration for providing critical assistance. And I think part of it is probably exactly what's happening is they're going, look, don't declare the state of emergency. We'll get you some money. We'll help you. And again, I go back to, who was it, Bob Beckel. And I know, he was on Fox, he was on CNN, he was on MSNBC. Democrat operative, worked for the Clintons. He got major miffed at the Obama White House because they called him and told him to knock off his commentary. Wow. Joe Messina, host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Show them where you really win. All right, so, you know, we've been making fun of the education, all kinds of systems, really. And, you know, you guys think we're all just kind of whacked, right? That we're over the top with some of the stuff that really shouldn't be talking the way we're talking. This stuff really doesn't happen. But, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, if you got the story that a college removed a bunch of signs, but it was because of who it offended. Not because they were bad, right? No, seriously. So, I love these stories. Scott Walker is the president who I saw today, met with him today. Great organization. Scott Walker is the president of the Young Americans Foundation. He told the local news guy that the conservative students in a community college in California, they were ordered to take down posters that revealed the truth about socialism. College administrators said that the posters were offensive. Ready for this? Ready? Anybody know? Come on. Communists! So, let me see. We're supposed to be worried about communists that are on campus, on an American university, being protected by American dollars because of the American police, because of the American military here on U.S. soil. We're worried that we're going to offend communists. The loons are running the asylum. People like this should be fired immediately, if not sooner. So, the Walker, when he was talking today, he said, you know, you're darn right they're offensive to communists. They should be. And when he was talking to you about it, he said, the fact that they had to sue the college, right, to force them to put the signs up, or to at least allow the kids to put the signs back up, is just amazing. Right? The first time, it's just amazing. I don't want to go through it all. But most of the kids were fine with this. Most of the kids were good with this happening. But the elites, the people running the place, decided at some point in time they didn't want to offend. I mean, how many communists do they have going to school that they have to worry about offending communists? I mean, hey, look, it doesn't make any sense to me. But apparently there was enough money involved to get them crazy. In North Carolina, the school district voted to forfeit the games against a rival after the transgender athlete injured a player. Listen, men have a different way they play sports. Okay? Contact sport, any kind of sport, really. Women don't play the same way. I'm sorry, there is a difference between the two. Biology, chemistry, the whole nine yards. There is a difference. And so when you get into these situations, that male part of that transgender person took over, and it was a vicious thing. Cherokee County Board of Education, North Carolina, voted last month to forfeit the girls' volleyball games against a rival school because a transgender athlete reportedly injured a player with a spike. The board voted 5-1 on September 21st. 5-1. That's interesting. On September 21st, for the Hiwassee Dam High School to forfeit all the games. The county will not... Oh, the person that got hurt, man, suffered some head and neck injuries. The county will not participate in any volleyball game, varsity or junior varsity against Highlands due to the safety concerns. Call it out for what it is. David Payne, Hiwassee Dam's athletic director, supported the decision. Vice Chair Jeff Martin felt that there was a competitive advantage and safety concerns. He's right. Dead right. Payne believed the statement needed to be made and that it's unfair and unsafe, while also saying there were mixed feelings for the players and parents about wanting to play that team in the future. They're not afraid of the team. They're afraid of who's on the team. What it's made up of. Board member Joe Wood said the decision was made based on safety, not gender. Well, aren't they both kind of the same in this case? The safety concern came from the male, who was a transgender female, I guess, being much stronger than the other one, hurt the other person just doing a routine spike, for God's sakes. The board member who voted against the move, Keisha Curtis, believes that all the principals and the AD should make that decision, not the board. The Hiwassee Dam player is suffering long-term concussion symptoms, has not been cleared to play again. Isn't that great? These young people have been practicing and beating their brains out for years to be number one. Because some of these, this is their college money. And that's what they want to do. They love the game. They want to be the best at the game. God forbid they should want to be the best. They want to be the best at the game. And that's how they're going to win their way into college. That's a great thing to be. The transgender athletes competing in women's sports has become controversial, but I don't know why. I mean, truly, doctors and scientists say they have a clear advantage. Right? And several states, I wish they'd take it to the Supreme Court, but they're afraid to because they know what's going to happen. Right? Several states have passed laws requiring athletes to participate in sports based on their biological sex, not their perceived sex. I don't care what you call yourself, what you believe yourself to be, there are physical differences. Period. You know, for some of you Democrats that keep saying that we're better off under Joe Biden now. Gas prices 2.5 times what they were. Right? Food prices up 40%. The unprecedented inflation rate. right? The highest has been in 40 years. You can't keep ducking all this stuff. I don't know why. What are you, ashamed, embarrassed that you picked a guy that has no clue? And now they're talking about home heating oil. Now, I'm sorry, natural gas. Rising to a point where it may be unaffordable for some. It's gonna go up about, they're estimating it'll go up about 27%. So now you have, not only do you have to decide how much to feed your kids, you have to decide how warm you're going to be able to stay. That's how well Joe Biden's doing. Unemployment rates are terrible. Stock markets had one or two rallies, but mostly it's down. They don't want to talk about. You're so afraid that you're going to look like fools, too late, but whatever, that you're willing to throw the country as a whole under the bus just to save your prideful self. Doesn't sound like somebody who's a patriot. Doesn't sound like somebody who really, truly cares about the country. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Atheists have targeted Tennessee County. Not because of a cross. No. Why? Because they have Judeo-Christian principles. Oh, my God. Terrible. An anti-religion activist group is demanding a Tennessee County Board scrub Judeo-Christian values from its preamble for allegedly violating the Constitution. I wish somebody would actually read the Constitution. The Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation, oh, I love these guys, Freedom From Religion freaks. They claim a concerned local resident, they always say this, an anonymous concerned local, no, one of their guys was running through, heard, saw it in the on a podcast somewhere. Nobody complained. Notified them after a Summit County Board of Commissioners voted Monday to pass a preamble and rules declaring itself a commission based on Judeo-Christian values. Now, that's despite the country's, the county's legal director urging them not to. Oh, no. Go for it. It's that simple. Joe Mateen, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Look, get involved, get engaged. Just do the right thing. Right? I always appreciate the time. Look, some of the stuff you guys sent me, you know I can't read it on the air. So don't do it. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Right? That's what we want, because we want to be able to help each other out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. We're talking about the freedom from religion freaks that want the Judeo-Christian values removed from a city, a town in Tennessee. Now, the Sumner County Board of Commissioners, is what was really funny about this. Oh, no, I'll hit that story later. You guys won't get it anyway. The Sumner County Board of Commissioners is the legislative branch. They recognize that all powers are reserved by the citizens of this county. In order to perfect the operation of the county government, to ensure that it is just, orderly, efficient, cost-effective, and most importantly, reflective of the Judeo-Christian values inherent in our nation's foundation, as well as responsive and transparent to the people of Sumner County, our goal in serving the citizens of Sumner County is to exceed the requirements established in a Tennessee state law and hereby adopt these standing rules of procedure. So they decided they were going to use Christian values, Judeo-Christian values, which is what our law system is based on. I mean, if people would just do their homework, they would know. Right? I mean, seriously. The FFRF, Freedom From Religion Freaks, they sent a letter Wednesday to the county charging them with misinformation for claiming the nation is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it is. If they would do their homework, they'd find out it is. We write the request that the board immediately rescind the preamble, remove the reference to Judeo-Christian values. The board may not use its legislative power to promote, favor, or force, and select religious values on Sumner County citizens. You know, the part of the First Amendment they keep forgetting under religious freedom is that the government can't get in the way of you know, expressing your religious freedom or celebrating your religion or practice your religion. And I know a lot of Christians hate that term, but it's a term that's recognized by everybody. That's why you use it. Supreme Court has long held that the Establishment Clause requires that the government remain neutral between religion and non-religion. Yeah, where is that? I mean, the Establishment Clause is all about not establishing a religion. But again, they keep forgetting, what does it say? Not just not establishing a religion, but also allowing you to freely exercise your beliefs. The concept of Judeo-Christian values, they say, did not even exist till the mid-20th century. Bull. This is just total bull. The United States was founded by Enlightenment-inspired thinkers who valued reasons and skepticism. The framers had wanted to establish the United States based on religious principles. They would have said so in the Constitution. Wow. You mean where they talk about the Almighty? Right? And divine providence. Right? These are what the free thinkers don't like. The founders made our country the first among nations to adopt a godless and entirely secular constitution. Not true. Right? One whose only references to religion are exclusionary. Not true. When you go through what these guys wrote to each other, you go through the journals that were written. Look, when they couldn't get rolling with the Constitution as a whole, when they were trying to put it together, when they met in Independence Hall and they couldn't get any forward motion, who was it? The guy that they say was a devout atheist? Right? Benjamin Franklin, who popped up in his old age and said, hey, we have forgotten about the divine providence that got us here. Unless we go seek his guidance, this doesn't sound like a secular comment to me, right? Unless we seek his guidance, this is not going to work. So they all dropped to their knees and said, for 3 days, 3 days, they were in prayer, fasting, and teaching. That's right, they studied the Bible. They prayed for 3 days. And then they blew through the Constitution in a heartbeat. Come on, think about that. Does this sound like godless people? People want to know Jefferson, the guy they give all the credit for separation of church and state to. The man held services in the church, federal building. I'm sorry. Does that sound like a guy that wanted nothing to do with religion? He had the military play the hymns. Again, I say, does it sound like somebody who didn't want anything to do with religion? I just have to keep asking. This is ridiculous on so many levels. 855-REAL-JOE. 855. I mean, we got a million of these. Nobody wants to hear them. That other side definitely doesn't want to hear it. Right? Todd Sarge called them a bunch of godless gadflies. I mean, it's not even that they don't want anything to do with religion. They hate it. They want you to have nothing to do with it. They don't even want you to know about it. Eric Swalwell, another bastion of truth, person of truth. He debuted a new political ad on MSNBC's to read out Monday. He accused Republicans who want to arrest women at gunpoint for having abortions. You know what's really funny? Think about this. They're doing ads on MSNBC and CNN to get people to understand that they shouldn't vote for Republicans because they want to get women at gunpoint not to have abortions. And I'm hoping that not everybody on those channels believe that, on those stations. Right? But you're kind of in an echo chamber, are you not? You're kind of preaching to the choir, as we say. The ad featured two police officers arriving at a family home to arrest a woman for having an abortion. After the woman's husband steps in to defend her, an officer pulls a gun on the man while handcuffing the woman. You've got the couple's baby crying in the background. And the officer just keeps saying, "I'm sorry, ma'am, we're just enforcing the law." What law is that? Right? No, no, really. What law is that? Swalwell claimed that while appearing on the show would become the new reality should Republicans take back Congress. They are doing everything they can to scare the crap out of people. Everything. You'll have no more rights. Black folks won't be able to get married anymore. They'll be out in the fields picking cotton again. We'll have them in chains. Joey Biden said that one. That was great. Right? He says, "I wish this was an exaggeration, but this is going to be the new reality in MAGA America. If we don't, why would anybody be against Make America Great Again or Strengthen America Again, or whatever? I mean, we are not at the start. Our military is at one of the weakest points it's been at in decades. This doesn't come from a right-wing group, either. If we don't win the midterms and both the House and Senate, we're done. It's over. This country is finished." Yes, and the Republicans do it, too, but, I mean, think about something. We don't want to take your rights away. Right? We're not going to force you to become Christians. What we're going to do is force you to let Christians go ahead and worship the way they want to. You don't have to partake. Swalwell tried that. Now, this is the guy that was sleeping with a Chinese operative, wasn't he? Or North Korean, one of them. California representative continued to defend the ad as a realistic depiction of the country with abortion restrictions. As a former prosecutor, when I look at the Republicans' abortion laws, criminalizing abortion, mandating pregnancy, mandating masks, mandating vaccines, we're all in the mandates these days, aren't we, Swalwell? He added, "I want to be clear that no police officer wants to be in this position." No, they didn't want to be dragging people out of restaurants for not having a mask on either. You didn't care about that, did you? People, pay attention to what they're saying. Pay attention to how they're saying it. Don't just take it at face value. Hey, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a safe and great weekend. Come on back next week. I want you here with me.